And on that Allah will bless him with great honor and with great worldly ni'mat also here in this world.
Allah Ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت. Wherever you are, mort is going to find you there. As correctly one Hakim said, you don't die of any sickness. Only when your mort is written, you die. So even if you are of this ayat, not in that particular context, is wherever you see some destruction. Like for example, a person says that mort is only written by Allah Ta'ala and on its time. And then he walks on a highway where cars are speeding on both directions. And he says, mort will only come to me on its time. Jihad. Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah wa ashabuhu. Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and his other companions. They were out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. He met with them in this place Sarkh before entering Sham. فَأَخْبَرَهُ أَنَّ الْوَبَاء قَدْ وَكَعَ بِالشَّامِ. They informed him that they got desire, etc. But people who know, especially who know Iman properly, and who know the commandments of Allah, what do they say with regard to this matter? So, فَدَعَوْتُهُمْ فَاسْتَشَارَهُمْ. I called them all, and then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu made separate, you will be putting their lives in jeopardy. So some of them, were the two complete opposite views came in front of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. وَلَا نَرَىٰ أَن تُقْدِمُهُمْ عَلَىٰ هَذَا الْوَبَعَ. And we don't see that it is right that you should take them and place them into the middle of this destruction, of this trouble, of this beginning. Before the conquest of Mecca, those people who made hijrat at that time, who made those great sacrifices, so we see also the value of those who have made great sacrifices and the elderly people to take their views, that is also very important. فَدَعَوْتُهُمْ. I called for them. Disease in any place, then a person should not enter that place. And if a person is in such a place, then he should not run away from that place, he should not leave that place. They are both views, but the accepted view is this, that wherever there is a plague, an epidemic, then a person should not go into that place. And if they are there, nobody can escape from mort in any way whatsoever. And nobody can bring mort before its time, nor any plague, nor any disease or anything. It is only by the will of Allah Ta'ala. On the other hand, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَ. And do not throw yourselves. That Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he went out towards Syria with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. وَعَنْ إِبْنِ عَبَّاسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ عُمَرَ بْنِ الْخَطَّابِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ عَنْهُ خَرَجَ إِلَى الشَّامِ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah ta'ala anhu commanded me and told me, Ud'u li al-muhajirin al-awwaleen. Call the muhajirin, the people of Makkah Sharif who migrated to Medina Sharif, the ones who went very first, whose iman was so strong and who had sacrificed so much for the cause of Islam, and that they know well, they know deen and Islam. فَقَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ خَرَجْتَ لِأَمْرٍ وَلَا نَرَىٰ أَن تَرْجَعَ عَنْهُ. Some of them said, we see that you have come for a mission, a specific purpose, depending also on Allah Ta'ala, so we don't see it's befitting and right that you should go back again. You should carry on, and whatever is the decree, the will of Allah, that will take place. Call them, فَاسْتَشَارَهُمْ. And he made mashura with them, فَسَلَكُوا سَبِيلَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ. Their pattern was the same as the first group, the muhajirin. That is, some of them said, we must carry on. Some of them said, we must return. وَاخْتَلَفُوا كَإِخْتِلَافِهِمْ. They also have difference of opinion, like the first group, like the muhajirin. فَقَالَ. By going into Sham, into Syria, where this plague is. So they had just one view. After that, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu made his decision, as we will read in front, and he acted according to that, and there are many points to learn from there also onwards. To sleep. When I wake up in the morning, do you hear me reading the dua?
then we'll get a good assessment whether we are actually reading the dua or not. Just to know is not enough. To actually read it, that is what is required. An Huzaifata wa Abi Dharr radiyallahu anhuma qala, Hazrat Huzaifa and Abu Dharr radiyallahu anhu, wa idha istayqadha qal, and when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to wake up, then he used to say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhin nushur. All praise is due to Allah who has given us life again after that He had given us death. And finally our return to Him. That's so much on zikr that the fourth point of or the third point in the in Jamaat is ilm and zikr. And this very kitab that we are reading, Riyadhus Salihin, was prescribed by Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali for the Arab Jamaats to make ta'aleem from, that they should read from here. So in this kitab, Allah, mornings and evenings, this ayat was revealed in the Quran when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was resting in his home, and there was a gathering of the Sahaba making zikr of Allah. So Allah ordered Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, give up your resting now and go and join the Sahaba. Allah's Rasul is Allah's Rasul. Rest and go and join the Sahaba who are engaged in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. And this is a lengthy hadith. We'll just do the few short lines of the beginning. وَعَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Hazrat Abu Huraira رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ says that Nabi Kareem صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. This is all in the pure hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Their work is none other but to make gasht, looking for the gatherings of zikr, and then they call on all the other malaika, you also come here, what you are looking for. Just like, for example, sometimes we lose something in the house, the keys or something. Everyone is looking for it. When the person who found this gathering, and Allah boasts about such a gathering, where the zikr of Allah Ta'ala takes place. Wa akhiru
da'wana. Time to take his wife to doctor. He's so busy earning. So for what are you earning? One beautiful little instance, one person was sleeping under a tree in the jungle in the palace. Now soon you'll have 5 workers. And then you buy a truck now. Now your workers are not enough. Now you need a truck. Soon you'll have 5 trucks. And now you'll be a lion. You've got people working under you. You're a big sage. Now you're a boss. And then what will happen? You'll build a beautiful office now. And you sit in your office, air-conditioned, furnished like that. When the Jewish protocols were being written, between 1897 and 2003, 1897-1903, during that time, what are the Jewish protocols? How to run the world, how to control the world, the mind of the people, the property of the people.
Things console them, that is also for a period of 3 days. If it is somebody out of town, far away, and he couldn't manage it within the 3 days, he will be permitted to come afterwards also. But otherwise, it is only for 3 days. Except for a woman, in the case of her husband, then what we call the iddat period. That is 4 months and 10.
To me, and I am fulfilling this direct command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even in salah, we should understand that the outward would face the Kaaba in the same way the inside, that is the soul, that is the heart, should face its Kaaba, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means this acknowledgement that Allah is watching me.
Umme Habiba, and she was the wife of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Heena tuwafiya abuha Abu Sufyan ibn Harb radiyallahu ta'ala an. At that time, when just her father had passed away, Sufyan ibn Harb, he had passed away. After that I went and visit her, and it was the 3rd day.
Your needs, your jazbat, surrendering total to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the only place where your outward tadallul and dillat is izzat. Otherwise in front of insan, it is zillat and zillat, that you basically lower yourself in front of insan. In front of Allah, when you lower yourself, actually you are raising yourself. Man tawada'a lillah, rafa'ahu Allah.
So now the man came immune. He began to disrespect, talk about this person, that person. When he did this, so he says, now he's sitting again in the Riyazul Jannah. While he's sitting in the Riyazul Jannah, he hears a voice, Gustakh nikal jao. You're disrespectful, get out. Hadith Sahib is relating this to me. Gustakh nikal ja. Get. The second thing he says, Sayyid Ahmad Rifai Rahmatullah says, the second thing is to show compassion to all the creation of Allah Ta'ala, Muslim, non-Muslim, even animals, to show that compassion. He himself, Sayyid Ahmad Rifai Rahmatullah, he himself, his level of compassion to the creation was such.
That or not, that only we know when we reach there. Here in this world, nobody can know first. We have great hopes in the mercy of Allah. Allah is extremely merciful, extremely merciful. Even just a little show of something, Allah, when Allah Himself has instructed us through the hadith, that if you can't cry, just make your face like a crying.
Heart comes right, all your amal will come right. Otherwise, outward actions, to a certain degree, it will help the heart. But it can't, the heart will help the outward actions to come right. So when the heart comes right, that is why we have to do this cause of Islam. And this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhir da'wana.